Welcome to Vitally You, a podcast created to introduce you to the tools that will be your roadmap for feeling younger while growing older. I'm your host, Dana Frost, a wellness expert, life coach, and energy medicine practitioner. Here's what you can expect: conversations about vitality from the inside out with guest experts in the field of health, culture, and spirituality, and solo episodes along the way from me where I do deep dives into the topics of aging, heart intelligence, energy medicine, and your innate capacity to heal. If you want to feel younger while growing older, this is the place for you. Hi everyone, this is Dana, and I am coming to you with another solo episode. Let's get a little bit personal here. So, how many of you get a little nervous as the holiday season ramps up? Go ahead, raise a hand, nod your head, shout amen. I see you. So on Sunday this week, I was driving home to Miami from the LifeWave International Convention in Orlando. I was coming off the heels of spinning multiple plates. The plates were in momentum, spinning faster and faster, and I was feeling tired, overwhelmed, and anxious. My breathing was becoming more shallow, shortened. My body was taking sips of air instead of long, slow, deep, steady inhales. This is one of the first signs that I need to stop, pause, get curious about what's happening. Each one of you has a pattern of how your body will tell you when enough is enough. I'm here to tell you, you need to pay attention. I had already gotten a chest cold right after my car died. You might remember that if you listened to last week's episode. Don't be fooled and believe the physical is just physical. It's not. It's your body talking to you. If you're manifesting dis-ease, your body is trying to get your attention. I don't know your body language, but I know mine, and you need to know yours. It's your personalized compass. If you ignore it, it will demand to be heard. If you've had a health crisis, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, you know what I'm talking about. Crises won't be ignored. So on Sunday, as I'm driving home, I feel anxiety rising. I was supposed to be on a flight to Missouri to visit my mom the next morning to spend the week with her. So this was my self-talk. How am I going to get everything done? Let's sigh. You've all been there before. Then I quickly go to, I can do this. I'll spring into action as soon as I get to my condo. The next moment, I'm tired. I really just want to go for a walk and be outside after having spent two full days inside. I try to quiet the self-talk with slow, regular, quiet, deep breathing. If you've been my client or attended one of my retreats, hopefully you recognize those four qualities of a healthy breath: deep, slow, quiet, and regular. I add on to that heart-focused breathing with a feeling of inner ease. If you know my work, you know that's heart math. I'm pulling out all my tools to calm the body down. And the body does respond, but not totally. I get back to my condo. There's a mound of boxes that I have to lug up from receiving. I bring them up, I unload them, and they're just waiting to be unpacked. They're full of dishes, storage containers, all the things you need when you're setting up a new home. My mind reminds me that as soon as I get back from Missouri, my family will already be there for the holidays. And I'm not finished hunting and gathering for Thanksgiving. Details keep popping into my head. This is a funny one. The gravy boat. Oh my goodness, I don't have a gravy boat. A cutting board large enough to carve a turkey. I need a large cutting board. All those things are rushing into my head. First world problems for sure, but that doesn't stop them from tormenting the heck out of me. My mom calls in the midst of all this as I'm unpacking the boxes and asks if I'm still arriving tomorrow because she hasn't heard from me. Of course she hasn't heard from me because I've kind of been busy. I explain that I've been busy. I haven't had time to call. I admit to her that I feel stressed and I explain what's going on. She suggests that I cancel my visit and I quickly respond, well, I can't do that. I want to visit you. And, you know, she says, I don't want you to feel stressed, which I would say that to my daughters as well. But I've got to tell you, her simple comment of, well, why don't you cancel your visit? She did something remarkable. She opened a window. so that I could see possibility. My ego mind didn't want to cancel. My heart felt like it wanted to visit my mom before the holidays set in because she's not going to travel to be with us and I wanted to spend time with her. We hung up the phone and I thought, internal pause. What options do I have? This was not my first time to the rodeo of being overwhelmed. Remember, I raised 5 kids and my husband traveled all the time. And I know what happens when I push myself. Fatigue is always my wake-up moment. Always, always, always my wake-up moment. I've learned the power of cushioning between events, between responsibilities, and how even a little bit of space provides the opportunity to reset. In my coaching practice, I refer to these little timeouts as islands of respite. Well, my thoughts keep racing as I unpack boxes, but this time it moves towards solution and possibility. What if I changed my flight and gave myself a little more time to wrap up what needs to be completed before I travel? I quickly opened my Southwest app, checked on flights. Boom, there was a nonstop flight that gave me 2 full days to finish up here for a nominal fee. Booked. Immediately, I felt lighter, brighter, the body let go. I happily unpacked those boxes. I'm sharing this story with you because I have learned most women do not give themselves sufficient space for all they're trying to accomplish. And I would include, at least I would include my husband on that. I've coached some men, but not a lot of men. But for my husband, he seems to thrive on constant activity. He doesn't seem to need that space. But when your hustle is closing in and you no longer feel energized by it, it's time to find yourself an island of respite. Are you in need of an island of respite before the holidays? Everyone's island of respite looks differently, but ask yourself, what do I need to feel refreshed? How can I rearrange to accommodate? Stay open to possibility. If we're in fight and flight like I was, the mind cannot see possibility. It only sees catastrophe. Let me repeat that. When we are in fight and flight, the mind cannot see possibility, it only sees catastrophe. So I invite you to give yourself permission to follow through and create a boundary around your island of respite. You might need to lock yourself in a room for 30 minutes. I've done that before, and you know what? It felt great because you're putting a protective boundary and you're telling your inner self that you're willing to see it, to be with it, to sit with it, to give it the space it needs. You also might need mini islands of respite during the holidays, little timeouts to refuel. This can be 5 minutes where you just turn inward and be with yourself. Pre, during, and after the holidays are excellent times to reset, rejuvenate, refuel, restore. Yes, all the R's in there. So let me tell you how my story ended. I never traveled. If you can believe that. The next day, my mom calls me and she says my brother who lives with her suspects that he has COVID. To make a long story short, the whole trip was postponed. I gained an entire reset week. Now, there's an important jewel in this situation and it applies to all of us. Where do we obey the shoulds in our life instead of following what is really true on the inside and what we really need? I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't have given myself this week because I was living under the belief that I should visit my mom. Yes, part of me wanted to, but the reality was that I was starting to feel overwhelmed. I actually had the option to cancel. We always have the option, but my belief was that not what a good daughter would do. When we function from should, we step out of integrity with ourselves, and there are consequences for living out of integrity. I've been following this integrity issue with curiosity in my own life for 15 years, and I'm still unwinding my tendency towards shoulds instead of deep desire. Will you join me in remaining curious about how should is showing up in your life? What would you change if you decided to let go of should and move towards desire? The holiday season is an excellent opportunity. Please share with me how this is playing out for you. I would love to connect with you around the topic of should versus desire. You will feel younger growing older if you clean up the shoulds in your life and lean into desire. Until next episode, as always, I am streaming love from my heart to yours. Thank you for joining me on the Vitally You podcast. If you like it, please spread the love with a review and share it with your friends. As a thank you, for the first 3 months of my podcast, one reviewer each month will be selected to win a sleeve of LifeWave X39 stem cell activation patches. LifeWave's X39 patch is the only product on the market that resets the body's own stem cells so they behave like younger, healthier cells without injections, chemicals, or pharmaceuticals. Experience the power of the patch on your journey of feeling younger while growing older. To be entered to win, leave a review, screenshot your review, and send it to dana@danafrost.com or pop it into a direct message on Instagram @danafrostvitallyfree. Don't miss a Vitally You episode drop. Sign up for my newsletter on my website or Instagram link tree. Until next time, streaming love from my heart to yours.